Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, there is so much to ask you, so much to talk about. The biggest question that I keep hearing people going back and forth on is the fact that when it came to get the FISA warrant, when they went in front of the court, they did not tell the court that the evidence, the dossier that they had, who paid for it, and the roots of it all. That's clearly an omission. Is that illegal, or is that allowed when presenting evidence in front of the court?
Well, it's part of a pattern that the Bureau was criticized for in the FISA court decision of April 2017, when the FISA court accused the FBI and the Department of Justice of a, quote, lack of candor and continuing and systematic violations of the FISA law. The answer is that the failure to disclose that it was funded by the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidate for president was a fatal exclusion. The failure of the Bureau to tell the court that denied the court very important information, and it was done purposely by the FBI. They purposely did not tell the court. Not only that, they didn't tell the court that a newspaper article that they cited, not a newspaper article, sorry, the Yahoo article about the dossier was in fact a story created by the dossier author, Mr. Steele. So it was nothing more than a repetition of the same information and was purposely unreliable information. The Bureau did everything wrong purposely, because this was not about a legitimate counterintelligence investigation. This was about getting Trump. We know that from Strzok. We know that from Orr. We know that from Page. And we know, because Deputy Director McCabe testified, that the warrant would not have been applied for but for the presence of the dossier. So there would have been no surveillance of Carter Page, but for the dossier.
Joe, let me ask you how the technical process works here. If you're an investigator and you're looking into somebody, do you have to present evidence that is favorable to the suspect? I mean, here these guys are investigators, not prosecutors, so the assumption is that they would offer a holistic detailing of who Carter Page is and why they believe they need a warrant.
You are required to present to the court material facts. Material facts includes not only the bad stuff, but the court must be told about some of the good stuff so that it can decide the credibility of the sources that you are citing. The FBI did not do that. By the way, you know this fella you cited earlier, this guy, Mr. Mudd, who is a consultant to, was it CNN or NBC?
I don't know who it was.
CNN. Mm-hmm.
Guess what? If there's a real investigation going on of the FISA and there's a grand jury, Mr. Mudd gets a subpoena right away, and he tells us who it is inside the FBI who said they're going to retaliate against the president because of everything that he's done to be critical of the FBI.
Joe, let's play that real quick. Here's Phil Mudd over the weekend on The Situation Room. He's a counterterrorism analyst for CNN.
There's hundreds of agents and analysts working on this investigation. It's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
What do you make of that?
Well, he probably didn't talk to anybody inside the Bureau and is just making it up to make himself sound impressive. But you know what? He can tell that to a federal grand jury. Who are these analysts that you talk to who say they're going to violate the law and get the president? Presumably by doing two things: submitting false applications to the FISA court and then leaking that information to the press. Mr. Mudd better get himself a lawyer. Let me tell you, if I were running the grand jury into the leaks, and the FISA violations, Mr. Mudd would be witness number one.
You know, there's all this evidence in the memo suggesting that they omitted all this information when they applied for this FISA warrant to this judge. Now, yes. A lot of attention has been paid to the DOJ and the FBI here, but what of the judge? How could a judge approve a warrant like this without asking a couple of skeptical questions?
We have to see the application and see how strongly they worded it. I'm not prepared to blame any of the FISA judges for the lying of the FBI and the DOJ. Let's remember here that, remember, we've talked about this FISA court ruling in April of 2017, where the court took them to task because Mike Rogers, the head of NSA, went to the court, and eventually so did the Department of Justice, because they were forced to let the court know that FISA information had been illegally given to contractors, and that misrepresentations had been made in a systematic and continuous way to the court. That tells me that the court was unaware of the stuff that would have brought questions to their mind, and that the FBI, and this is very, very important, was deceiving the court. That is the precise reason that we have to have a federal grand jury to find out who in DOJ and FBI, other than the people that we know something about from from all the stuff we've read, who it was that authorized the deceiving of the FISA court. I'm sure the FISA judges want to know this. They can only do so much. Judges are not public figures, and these are classified settings. They're not allowed to do this, that, and the other thing. They should be holding classified show cause hearings and finding out all of these details. They should be calling people in front of them for a full hearing on how this happened, not just paper. They should hold hearings. They should have testimony in the Fifth Court over in the Department of Justice. This is just the beginning. By the way, something else you need to know this, that most of our listeners don't. Remember this statement that Carter Page has been under investigation since 2013? Well, guess what? You know what the Democrats aren't telling you? In 2013, Carter Page was an informant for the FBI. He actually helped make a case during that time against a Russian spy. In fact, Carter Page is mentioned in affidavits in the spy case as, quote, male number one, who provided information against a spy named Buryakov. So this is fascinating, the way they are twisting and turning the stuff against Carter Page. He's going to make a lot of money on his suit in New York, by the way, against various news organizations that have libeled him.
Joe, coming up, we're going to ask you about the Woods procedures and some safeguards that were put in place by one Robert Mueller to make sure that there wasn't any false information put before a FISA court. So we're going to talk about that coming up at 7:15. We're on the phone right now with Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, wanted to talk to you about something that Cheryl Atkinson wrote in The Hill called the Woods procedures that were put into place in 01 to ensure the accuracy in facts supporting probable cause. And then later, they were augmented in 02 and 03 to make sure that there was a whole process that they went through to make sure that the facts in a FISA warrant were accurate and they knew what they were presenting. And it was strengthened by one Robert Mueller. What happened here? Were these procedures violated?
They were. And in fact, the court recognized that in the April 2017 ruling, where it reviewed the history of violations, and it raised an alarm about the purposeful evasion of the rules requiring substantiation for claims being made in front of the court. People don't understand that almost everything we're talking about today was included in that FISA court opinion in April of 2017. What we're getting now is the icing on the cake. So the answer is the Bureau and the Department of Justice over a period of time violated the fundamental rules for providing information to the FISA court. And during the Obama administration, they actually fabricated information going to the court, which is why there needs to be a federal grand jury of what happened during that time period.
Joe, I want to bounce off some of the Democratic response today off of you, because they're looking to push their own memo into public, getting more information out there. They want to get their own version.
Let's get it out. Let's have their memo.
There you go. And we can we can take a look at what they claim will be different here. But in their public statements, Jerry Nadler of New York has given kind of a detailed response for what the Democrats think here. One is that Nunes's memo fails to demonstrate that the government lacked evidence beyond that dossier. But if that's the case, why did they bring a news article that supported the dossier as their other piece of evidence?
Well, Mr. Nadler's memo, which was released in New York yesterday, is really quite bad. He doesn't even deal with the main arguments. What he does is he claims that the Yahoo article is actually of value, ignores the fact that the Yahoo article by Michael Isikoff was actually created by Christopher Steele. Mm-hmm. So it bootstrapped the dossier that was being used. I mean, that's just one example. In addition, he accuses Carter Page of having committed crimes because he said he was a Russian agent. Well, Mr. Nadler has no evidence that Carter Page has committed crimes. In addition, Carter Page, you know, is an American citizen. And under the FISA law, if you want to directly surveil an American citizen, you have to have two things. You have to have proof that he's an agent of a foreign power and that he may have been involved in the commission of federal crimes. Carter Page has never been charged with a crime, and there's nothing that I'm aware of that ever said that Carter Page had committed a crime. Indeed, as I said, in 2013, he was a witness for the federal government, for the FBI, in a spying case against the Russians. It's really quite amazing. Nadler's memo is a really pathetic, non-substantive response. It's a political document, not a legal document.
I know we have a lot of things to get to here, so I'm going to throw something else at you.
Yep.
On Saturday at 8:21 in the morning, Greg Jarrett tweeted out, "A second source has now confirmed to me that in a meeting on January 10th, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein used the power of his office to threaten to subpoena the calls and texts of the Intel Committee to get it to stop its investigation of the DOJ and FBI, likely an abuse of power and obstruction." Do you know anything about that?
Well, we can't know if any of this is true. Given Greg Jarrett's very, very responsible, by the way, at Fox. He's a terrific lawyer and a very, very fine journalist. So I would tend to believe that his sources told him that. If that's true, it would explain a lot of things. First of all, Rosenstein should not have been involved in any decision about that because some of the material they were seeking involved him. He fought the disclosure to the committee, as you know, of all the FISA stuff, and lo and behold, he was the last person to approve the Carter Page warrant. He never should have been involved in that process because he appointed Mueller, and Mueller was involved in a lot of other stuff. I mean, this is really quite remarkable. Rosenstein, first of all, never should have appointed Mueller. There was no basis for the appointing of a special counsel under the Department of Justice regulations because he himself, Rosenstein, recognized that there was no evidence of any crime. Second of all, he approves this fourth version of the FISA application.
Yep.
for Carter Page. He never should have done that. I mean, it's really quite remarkable, the conflicts of interest here. I don't know how long he can continue in this role. That's why there has to be a special counsel with a grand jury to investigate all of the lying and false statements to the FISA.
Joe DeGeneva, thank you very much. I know Democrats are pushing today for the release of more information, so we'll have you to analyze everything that pops out of Congress.
Have it all.
Appreciate it, sir. 7:23 here on WML.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.